morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Todd Lamb. In the Secret Service, I learned it's important to have a plan. That's what's missing in Oklahoma. I have a plan. As governor, I'll be ready to take action and get results on day one.
Todd Lamb's plan. Direct a minimum of 65% of our education dollars to the classroom to improve education and help our kids. Reform our budget process and hold unelected bureaucrats accountable by implementing zero-based budgeting. And work with President Trump to create jobs while diversifying Oklahoma's economy.
I took an oath in the Secret Service to step in the line of fire to protect the president, our republic, and all that America stands for. As governor, I'll fight just as hard to turn Oklahoma around.
Read the details of Todd Lamb's action plan at votetoddlamb.com. Todd Lamb, a proven pro-life conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb, for governor. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
The latest crop progress numbers released by USDA on Tuesday afternoon indicate the planting of the U.S. corn crop is nearing its completion, while soybean planting is ahead of normal, now at about three-quarters complete. The U.S. winter wheat crop, though, is still far from good quality, but did see some very slight improvement overall in this report regarding the full U.S. winter wheat crop. The U.S. corn crop advanced 11 points this week, now at 92% complete, above last year and the five-year average by 2 points. Illinois and Missouri have both completed their respective plantings, with several other states not far behind. Pennsylvania and Michigan are still working to catch up to the rest of the Corn Belt at 59% and 64% complete, respectively. Corn emerged across the U.S. is rated this week at 72%, taking a minor lead ahead of both the average and last year. The U.S. corn crop condition rates this week at 16% excellent, 63 good, 18 fair, 2 poor, and 1 very poor. The U.S. soybean crop planting climbed near 20 percentage points this week, up from 56 last week to 77 this week, higher than the five-year average by 15 points. Soybeans emerged for the U.S. rate at 47% this week, well above the average of 32 and last year's 34. Checking in on our southern plains states, Oklahoma's wheat crop condition rates this week at 63% poor to very poor, 26 fair and 11 good to excellent. Wheat headed reached 97% complete this week. Meanwhile, in Kansas, winter wheat's condition rated at 15% very poor, 33 poor, 35 fair, 15 good, and 2 excellent. Winter wheat headed was 89%, behind 97 last year and near 91 for the five-year average. Finally, in Texas, wheat harvest was getting underway in the southern low plains, the cross timbers, and the blacklands. Meanwhile, harvest continued to progress in East Texas, the Edwards Plateau, and South Texas. Wheat's condition this week there in Texas rates at 2% excellent, 16 good, 28 fair, 27 poor, and 27 very poor. Winter wheat headed reached 94% complete this week, 6 points behind the previous year and 5 behind the average. Harvested reached 20% complete this week, 2 behind last year and 7 above the average. Summing things up, both the Oklahoma and Kansas crop declined this week versus a week ago, while Texas, on the other hand, saw a fair amount of improvement in its condition. Oklahoma's poor to very poor rating increased by 2 percentage points from a total 61% a week ago to 63% this week. The Kansas crop declined from 47% last week to 48% poor to very poor this week, and the Texas wheat crop improved from 62% poor to very poor last week to now 54% poor to very poor this week. You got farm news on Ron.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 31st on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 15,900 head to be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 4,700 wean calves, 3,500 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.